I do always the things that please him, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, with the high schoolers in religion class, we have seen the questions and how important it is to know who God is and not just to believe that he exists. So today we can ask the question that who God really is, and the answer which clearly comes out from the Gospels is that he is our Father, he is our caretaker, and most of all he is our Savior, and who has remitted all our sins. But during Lent we should especially think how enormous deed and how enormous love God has shown towards us by dying on the cross. During the Lenten time, think often the passion and sufferings of Christ. You are the Holy Mother Church always provides you plenty of opportunities to do that. You only need to glance towards the crucifix, which we have plenty in this church and which you have many in your homes. Or you can take a look and ponder in front of the statue of Bleeding Christ, which we have in the vestibule. Many people find these images, and especially the statue, very startling, even frightening. But so it should be. Our minds should be very occupied of how great a deed and how great love God showed by dying on the cross. He is not only the Almighty God, he is not only the Creator, but he is also Redeemer. And I'll tell you about a lady who came to realize this very concretely in her life. She was Mrs. Claire Sheridan, and who was a famous sculptress in England, and she once made a very large and beautiful crucifix, which was carved from a three-branch cherry tree. And when she made this crucifix, she wasn't a Catholic yet, but this her artwork was very important of her conversion to the Catholic faith. When she, that is Mrs. Sheridan, was preparing to start the work on the crucifix, she asked her brother, who was home on the leave, to serve as the model. And her brother was clad in a loincloth and hung for a few painful moments at the time as his hands were fixed to a crossbar with ropes. So his sister made a small clay model about from her brother's pose, which would guide her carving of this beautiful crucifix. And in the dancing firelight of the winter evenings, Mrs. Sheridan often gazed with awe this crucifix she herself had made, and was pondering, "It almost seemed as if he breathed." I found myself asking, "Is it true? Did all this really happen?" And later she testified that she learned more through the carving of that single crucifix than in all the years of her past. So Mrs. Sheridan made a decision to become a Catholic, and she was received into the church in Assisi, Italy, the home of our beloved Lenten saint, Saint Francis of Assisi. Dear children, our Lord ends today's Gospel by saying that I do always the things that please him, that is, the Heavenly Father. When you not only marvel of the greatness of the things God has done to you, but you also search always to imitate him in his virtues and in his sacrifices. God grants you in numerous graces to be his trustful trustworthy and faithful servant in God. Whenever you are pondering or are puzzled by big questions, what is the meaning of my life? What should I do to live a pleasing life to God? Remember always to ask, who is God? What does he want me to do? Pray for the answer. Pray in front of holy image or crucifix and wonder about the greatness and goodness of our Redeemer, and he will give you the answer. He will give you your vocation, whatever that might be, and he gives you graces to always, like Jesus did, to do and think all the things that please your Almighty Heavenly Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.